At 6:06, it is clear and 43 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 54. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The holiday shopping madness that is Black Friday is underway in Tulsa. In fact, some stores opened last night. If you're in the middle of that frenzy this morning, the Tulsa Police Department has some advice for you.
Shopping in Paris, for one, is always a great deal to do if you can go with someone else. And then if you're going to shop and you plan on going to another location, put those packages away in your trunk or some concealed compartment prior to going to that next location.
Officer Leland Ashley says the department will beef up patrols around major shopping areas like 21st and 41st in Yale, as well as Tulsa Hills, 96th in Delaware, and the 71st corridor. Well, while this is Black Friday, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. Mayor Bartlett is encouraging you to shop the smaller mom-and-pop stores tomorrow. He calls it the backbone of our economy.
Well, I think it'll be a big day because the weather's going to be good. Our economy is doing much better than it had been in the past, certainly compared to the rest of the country. So we're doing well. Our small business, literally tens of thousands of people, and it's the backbone of our economy.
Last year, over 100 million people nationally shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday. Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner John Doak has been riding along with a state trooper to see how car insurance and the lack thereof affects drivers throughout the state. The Insurance Commission staffers were also stationed with troopers who were conducting insurance checks in Creek County yesterday. Doak says that many of the people that are being stopped would rather pay a fine than pay the expense of car insurance. A mixed message on dropouts in college in Tulsa. The Tulsa School District's Chris Johnson says Tulsa has more than the state average of dropouts.
In both the middle school section and the high school section, the school with the highest number of dropouts was McLean Junior High and McLean High School. The schools with the lowest number of dropouts would be Thoreau, Carver, and Booker T. Washington.
However, when students do graduate from Tulsa, they are more likely to attend college than the state average. Oklahoma has a female governor and was first in the nation to elect a woman to statewide political office. But when it comes to electing a woman to the legislature, the state ranks among the worst in the nation. According to the Center for American Women and Politics, only 12.8% of Oklahoma's 149 state lawmakers are female, ranking the state 48th in the nation, based on membership before the 2012 elections. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is adding 160 compressed natural gas-powered vehicles to its fleet. It is a response to the governor's call for state agencies to use more CNG cars and trucks. ODOT's Kenna Mitchell says the change will save dollars.
By taking advantage of the CNG opportunity, we'll be saving taxpayer money through the lower fuel costs and maintenance costs for the vehicles, and we'll be realizing a large savings over the lifespan of these new vehicles.
The state estimates a savings of $20,000 over the life of each CNG-powered vehicle compared to traditionally fueled vehicles. Our weather forecast: breezy, cool, with sunshine today at a high of 54. Tonight, it'll be very cold, down to 24 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine, but still cool. We're looking for a high of 56. Sunday looks pleasant, sunshine in 68. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear in 43. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.